Ethnic minority groups in Nepal are demanding more recognition in the country's constitution ahead of elections due to be held in April. Irene Lagan reports.
Talks between leaders of ethnically based political groups and the Nepalese government stalled today over disagreement on some key demands presented by minority leaders. Rajendra Mahato, who recently resigned as a cabinet minister to become the leader of a newly formed ethnic political group, Madhisi, said the group's latest talks with the government failed because of Kathmandu's refusal to make concessions on two main points. The Madhisis, who constitute roughly one-third of Nepal's population, are demanding rights after years of neglect. The populist group of South Nepalese peoples, who have always been largely excluded from political power and representation, is now demanding their own state within Nepal and the right to self-determination. In addition, the group has asked that elections due in April be postponed for 1 month to allow time for the constitution to be amended to reflect modifications that guarantee the rights of ethnic minorities. Bawan Atayan from the Kantapur FM radio in Kathmandu said the government is hesitant to set a precedent in encouraging ethnically based autonomy, while others fear that postponing the election would be dangerous.
The main thing is that the government and the big groups, probably they will sit together today evening. I'm very hopeful that they will resolve the problem.
He said that one demonstrator was shot dead by police Tuesday, a day after another protester and a policeman were killed in East Nepal. But he said that local curfews are now in effect to avoid further violence. Talks resume Wednesday evening when the government and minority leaders will try to reach an agreement on the two outstanding issues. In the meantime, the Madhisis has continued a general strike in the south of the country, which has strangled fuel supplies nationwide. I'm Irene Lagan.